WSBT AM 1100. Cleveland's Morning News with Wilson Snyder, 753. The Turn. The Turn is a nonprofit improving the health and wellness of physically challenged people through innovative programs combining functional fitness, adaptive recreation, working a little golf too every now and then. Frank Rattar is their executive director with me on the hotline this morning. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. So that's kind of the short version of the mission that you've got on Twitter, and I would suggest if you're on Twitter, check out Join the Turn. It truly is an amazing program that you and the people and the volunteers do to help others.
It surely is. I mean, I can say that, you know, for a long time, for nearly 20 years, you know, we believed in what we were doing and the impact that we were making on the community. But I'll tell you what, the past year with the pandemic, it taught us a lot more about the turn that we even realized, you know, as we like to say, more than the programs, beyond the swings and the stretching. The pandemic sure taught us how important and you know, key this program and the services we provide were to the members with physical disabilities that we see, we're seeing on a weekly basis and continue to see throughout the pandemic safely.
Stroke survivors, traumatic brain injuries, people with visual impairments, and age groups. Frank, you guys work with people all over the spectrum, don't you?
We do. You know, for the longest time, it was more of a stroke survivor, you know, maybe that demographic,
right,
in their 50s, 60s,
right,
something like that. But, you know, in the past year, we started a PGA Junior League team that included some members of our program alongside some, you know, young able-bodied young adults and children. And that program has taken off and actually was nationally recognized in a variety of ways last year for the work that we do. The only inclusive PGA Junior League in the country.
Shout out to our buddy Mark Schwamb over 19, did a great piece on you guys.
Yeah, he was just over, I believe, Friday.
And the video and the story on 19 you'll see. So, Mark, thanks for doing that. All right, a couple things. You had an open house last night. Now, the turn, if you're on 480 and you look over at a little golf course you see, and maybe you already know where it is, but that's really the location, the place we're talking about. You also had a big open house last night because you're showing off some new stuff too, right?
We did. I would say that yesterday, you know, we certainly hit the gas pedal hard on everything that we do. We started out the morning with our friends at Covia out at Sand Ridge. We conducted our 7th annual Star Stripes and Links outing. We hosted 23 veterans with disabilities for an unbelievable golf experience. You know, then part of our team was down at Firestone, talked with the Akron Beacon Journal, again, about the PGA Junior League, interviewing the young man who at 12 years old had a stroke, found the turn after his rehabilitation, and was able to participate alongside his brother on this PGA Junior League team. And then, yeah, we ran over back to our Wharton Center campus for our annual meeting. And, man, I can't tell you how good it felt to have our turn community all back together last night, sort of to celebrate a lot of different things, but, you know, mostly just to get back together, see, yeah, some faces we haven't seen in a while, and celebrate, you know, everything we've gone through.
Special good morning to you if you've helped out the turn, if you're involved in any way. Thank you for what you do in changing the lives of so many, and for people listening this morning who are a part of that program. You're shaking your head, and you get it, and you're being helped. All right, a couple ways we can help also. You've got a couple events coming up. We had the open house last night. We're going to tee it up at Barrington soon, and also get a wine event too, right?
We do. As we like to say, you know, Barrington has been an incredible partner of ours for several years. Actually, what I was thinking about this morning, I think this is the 10th year we're going to go back to Barrington for our golf classic.
Fantastic.
They've been incredible helping us. And through that relationship, we were introduced to another event. And so as we like to say, it's two first-class events, one best-in-class venue. You know, and it's all benefiting people with physical disabilities right here in Northeast Ohio. Our charity golf classic on the 26th of July. That's a Monday. Always a fabulous event. We've been doing that forever. But a new event that came across for an opportunity for us is the Barrington Wine Classic. We weren't able to hold it last year. We held a smaller version of it. But it's just envision a party on the back patio at the Barrington Golf Club. And if you've been there, it's picturesque. There's
beautiful.
A lake.
Beautiful.
And it's wine. All you can sample wine, celebrity chefs. And at the end of the night, there's a fireworks display. So how can you beat that?
JoinTheTurn.org's got all the info, right?
That is correct. Yeah, JoinTheTurn.org. You can also follow us on social media. It's all there.
Frank, thank you, and thank everybody, the volunteers. Everybody does so much great work at the Turn. It's just a great program, and just happy to help out any small way we can on getting the word out. Frank, all the best. Thanks much.
Thanks, Bill. We appreciate it.
Take care. The Turn. Check it out online. JoinTheTurn.org. It's just amazing how they've been able to help people, and with your help, they'll be doing more.